Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also. Keep saying that, but debate has to be in some sort of reasonable form and such. This isn't exactly the website we wanted this time, so we'll switch to this one instead. Yeah, there we go. We'll do a few comments and just get to a couple of different subjects. So just as context for this particular period of time, you have two characters, Stephen Bro and Disbar. And so the Disbar guy has gotten himself a timer, okay, stopwatch, a fancy one, a time gate. To check velocities anyway, which is a good thing, mostly, probably. You know, they all have their limitations. Anyway, so he's done some experiments indicating that he didn't have a problem using the spring from a Bic pen to produce what you would expect as an outcome. You hit something twice as heavy, it goes twice slower. Hit something half as light, it goes twice as fast. So unlike all of Stephen Bro's experiments where he couldn't get any spring ever to produce those results. So we have these conflicting pieces of evidence, and what can be said is all the evidence sort of sucks in the sense that it's not perfectly clinical. It's not clean enough in terms of the experiment being observable and dissectable and all of that crap. But anyway, just kind of strange. And then the parts where I point out how I don't think there's any theoretical possibility of a different outcome. I mean, you can't use any physics model, okay, if you try to move the pieces around based on the laws that you're saying exist. You can't come up with any different outcome. It can only be one outcome that fits the laws. And you have to say you don't agree with one of the laws if you're going to say you disagree with the outcome. And none of them seem to have the courage to do that. So I've sort of pointed out that you can draw a lever. It's kind of a simple object. And, you have a stick and a fulcrum, And you're basically just saying, well, what's the physics here? Well, the physics is that in gravity, you're using the gravity to store the energy to create an oscillator, to keep the energy in the system. And if you didn't use gravity, there'd be no energy in the system. The energy would completely go out of the system. There's no system. There's no oscillation. So you need a storage device. Now, you could use springs. You could use different things. Gravity, as long as you understand what it's doing, is perfectly acceptable in terms of it's pretty reliable. You put something up in gravity, you get back what you put up. It's certainly not a free energy force. Okay. So we all know that. You can't derive any perpetual motion out of it, beyond the fact that you can throw a wrench in space and it'll keep going. So beyond that experiment, there's no perpetual motion. You can draw a lever and you can try to explain how it functions. And I'm just saying none of them will do that. And I think that's kind of essential to the debate, is to say, well, what universe are you talking about? What are the laws in your universe? And so there's an argument between MV and 1/2 MV squared, what they call kinetic energy versus momentum. And it's clearly the two things are giving different answers for something that would be called a quantity of energy or capacity to do stuff in the universe. Actionability, if you want to call it that. And they're two different definitions. They're two different statements about what something possesses as its power or its capacity to do work, put simply. And there's, that's basically a law. If you say that MV squared is a real thing, then you have to account for it in the model. And, they're just not willing to do any of that. So they're not willing to explain how this quantity of MV squared moves in the lever, how it transfers from one side of the lever to the other side, because that's all you have. You just have a battery, essentially, on each side called gravity, And you're essentially just moving the energy from one side to the other side. And how can you move lesser or different amounts of energy? How can one side give the other side twice as much energy, and then somehow the other side only gives the other side half the energy? It just doesn't make any sense. And they just won't in any way account for those elements that don't make any sense. And that's not really physics, it's not science. That's the whole job of science, is to conform your theory to the existing evidence. And to do so in as complete a way as possible. I mean, it's what all the scientists have tried to do. Even Einstein, all these people, they all said this is basically, you just follow the evidence. And in a sense, sometimes you can guess where the evidence is going, you know, where you will find the evidence. and that's fun too. But I don't know if it's as reliable. Like, I would argue that Einstein created a theory that superficially works, but doesn't work on any deep level, because it doesn't account for the creation and destruction of the energy it puts into a system, like gravity. All right, anyway, so we'll read some more of these jerky, horrible comments, and we'll see where we go from there. This is Farley, all right, so this is just an old, long-time hater who just wants to, point. You know, he just wants to jab, whack, smack. He doesn't really have anything to do it from except some petty hatred, and that's all he has. He just wants to see my failure. He doesn't want to see the truth or... doesn't care about anything called the truth or facts. All right. where is this Leibniz quote found, that physics was too atheist? I don't know. I'd have to go back in my videos to point it out, I suppose. It's in a letter he wrote to somebody else. So it wasn't something he said publicly. But he said plenty of derogatory things about Descartes' physics publicly. And Descartes' physics is essentially Newton's physics, blah, 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 blah. So, but whatever. I think you can take most of what Leibniz said as an argument that would be perfectly consistent with it, in the sense that he was arguing the physics from a completely philosophical point of view. He had a whole theory of how the universe worked. And anything that was anti that theory, okay, was anti-God in his view. All right, so, but whatever. I don't know if it's an important point. I mean, it's important to me, okay, just because I see that connection between somebody who's in it to just find a truth, and somebody already has a truth, and they're want the reality to match it. And that's what it really has to do with, his motivation. Now, somebody could argue that I have an opposite motivation, is that I have such a, I find religion so repugnant that anyone who, would take any of that totem pole praying nonsense seriously, I'd have to find suspect, as being a source of any kind of useful information, because if you could be fooled so overtly, so obviously, I mean, that's, it's like the idiot savant saying, I'm a very good driver, I'm not getting in the car. All right. All right, so here we go. No, I'm not talking about social media, jackass. Yeah, you are. You're saying that I should be concerned in some way because people can't in some way listen to this video, and it's a silly argument. I'm just saying it's an absolutely silly argument. Anybody who's interested, who finds the questions intriguing and wishes to respond. So say if there was somebody making videos arguing against what I believe, and their videos were off of YouTube, I would have no There would be nothing stopping me, certainly. I wouldn't find it at all egregious that I had to go to their website to listen to their arguments, especially if they had the arguments in different forms in MP3 and I could, you know, just listen to it if I had to. This wouldn't be a problem. So I'm just going by my own standards and my own knowledge of my own, what interest provokes in me is a capacity to tolerate tiny, and there really are tiny inconveniences. So it's not an issue. I'm not here for the numbers. I'm here for the argument and to get the argument to a place where it has meaning and substance. It will never have that until it gets to the talking head plateau. It has to get to where the argument is had, the real fight. It has to get to the Olympics. Okay? There's no point in me winning my races against sheeps and goats and things. That just doesn't have any meaning. Okay. So you are talking about social media. It's just a fact. Okay, because anybody who is interested in physics is going to be able to go to a forum or some other place and talk about physics. It's just, yeah, that's what they're going to do. All right, most people simply aren't going to go digging around on your site to watch your videos. And again, who cares? Most people don't know anything about physics, so why would I care what most people are doing on the internet? Not of any interest to me. What I've done is specifically emailed people like Ken Wheeler and specifically argued that they should debate me, okay, and I'll pay them to do it. And they've been too cowardly to do it. Fact. Okay. And this is just a fact. So again, you say it's a fact. I say it's completely irrelevant. I mean, again, you're saying it's relevant that my websites or my videos aren't getting popularly viewed. I never want them to be popularly viewed, frankly. It's absolutely useless to have people listen to a debate that they're not qualified to judge. What's the point? It's like saying, let's take sixth graders and have them watch, I don't know. I could use Professor Lewin as an example, one of his math videos or something. They're not going to follow along. So what's the point? All right. Even when larger creators tried to move off platform to create their own sites for their videos, the vast majority failed. But it's because they're entertainment videos. You know, or they're charging for them or some other kind of catch. But there's no obstacle, frankly, to somebody putting content that has any real value off-site. But I mean, the question is real value? Again, you're just talking about what are the laziest people on earth, okay? The people who want their remote control and their TV, and that's all they know. And they can't do anything more. Well, who cares about those people? Again, what part of the conversation are they going to involve themselves in any more depth than you do, retard? They're not going to make arguments relevant to any of the subjects. They're just going to do this kind of crap. I don't like your hair. Boop, 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 some other kind of useless crap. But go ahead. Don't upload your videos to YouTube. Yes, and I'm doing it for a specific reason, because YouTube is an evil corporation. Okay, it's always been evil. That's the joke of it. It was created with evil purposes, just to guys trying to steal money, essentially, crooks. And then Google bought it, and that's why they're just a marketing company. They only bought it so they can do a bunch of snooping and watch all of you jackasses and how you behave and how your mouses move, and so they can game you. And that's all they bought it for, is so they could get more information about how to shove ads up your ass. You want to reward that corporation? That's your business. I don't want to reward it. Okay, be a jerk and continue to bathe in obscurity. Well, I don't think it makes any difference. It really doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's clear with the Baldy Cats and the Simon Dans and all these cowards are doing. It's clear they'll never touch this subject. It's clear. Look, it was even in the Mythbusters video. It's right there in front of you. You can see it happening, right? Millions of people watched that video, and they basically said, oh, there's no kinetic energy. But who cares? It's like redoing the Eddington experiment, and they don't find any bending of the light, and they just say, well, who cares? Oh, well, cans don't crush quite right. So because cans don't crush evenly, that means clay doesn't crush evenly. And so we'll just ignore it. It was a bad day. You know, there was you know, some sort of fog in the space or something, that the experiment just didn't work. Blah, 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 blah. Moving on. We don't want to change anything. You know, I mean, the fact that it didn't even, you know, they couldn't even get the simple idea that they're using two springs to measure one event. And they couldn't even figure out that, well, if I use two springs to measure the same event, I'm obviously going to get half the energy in each spring. They couldn't even figure that out, for fuck's sake. And the fact that the show just continued on as if they were really doing some kind of thing called science, that's science. Science is completely ignoring that your experimental results aren't what they're supposed to be. I mean, you can't get more dramatic. So millions of viewers, and nobody could critique the video appropriately or meaningfully. And it's not even a subject. And you think that's the way the world should be. That's the good world. That's the world making sense to you. Well, that world doesn't make any sense to me, and I would rather not live in a world that foolish and stupid. You have the evidence right in front of you that you have a problem with your theory, and they completely ignore the problem. All right. Bathe in obscurity. Don't help yourself. So again, he really thinks it would make some sort of significant difference in my exposure to the people that matter. That is, my exposure to the Veritasiums and the other people by making YouTube videos. Now, it's clear that I do recognize I have some obligation because it's the only, you know, it's the only game in town. So I'm still making videos on YouTube. Okay? I would prefer to completely separate from all of these stupid corporations, all the capitalist enterprises. I don't like capitalism. I don't like feeding capitalism. I think it's all disgustingly evil. All right, I'll never be a capitalist. I'll never have anything but a donate button. Okay, you know, on my company. You know, but regardless, I mean, people should only pay for what it costs. And if they don't want to pay for any more than that, they shouldn't. Okay. Don't help yourself. Doesn't matter to me. Then why are you posting these comments? It seems to matter to you an incredible amount. You know, you seem obsessed with the subject of my performance. You know, but whatever. So, I don't know. So, you don't work for YouTube. It doesn't seem that could be possible. I mean, maybe you are a Google employee, and that's why you get away with all this horse shit. But I don't think you're smart enough. I mean, Google has a height test, and you don't have the IQ height to measure up. But anyway. So, yeah. So it is clear. I do make YouTube videos if I have to, you know, to engage with somebody that has views, you know, that does have a website where there's people who are science-minded watching and who may be able to make arguments much better than yours. That is, they could actually make a physics argument instead of all this trash talking. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in that audience. I'm interested in the audience like I had at the forums and in the other places. But what did they do? They had to shut down the conversation. I was interested in probing, okay, their evidence and their reasoning. And they won't allow their evidence and reasoning to be probed because they know they don't have any. They have faith, and that's all they have. They don't really understand any of these subjects. I mean, I can even, you know, I'll be doing the video eventually. Michael Van Breezen has made another video on, you know, space-time bullshit. And he's talking about the Eddington experiment. He doesn't even bring up the fact that Einstein's prediction was that light is bent twice as much by gravity. You know, and he's talking like, oh, no, you know, Einstein proved that light's like rocks. No, he proved that it's worse than that, okay? I mean, light is bent twice as much as a rock for no good reason. I mean, it's for no good reason. All right. So, I mean, shit, just look at how you behave to even innocuous comments. They're obviously not innocuous comments. You're ridiculing, you're accusing, you know, and they're core accusations of hypocrisy or manipulation or cheating or some other kind of crap. They're really offensive, and anybody with any kind of, you know, self-respect would feel aggrieved, okay, by having this false accusation made. You might as well just be saying, oh, you know, when was the last time you beat your wife? You know, kind of bullshit. These are disgusting accusations, and your comments are grotesque in terms of you don't have any evidence to support any of the accusations you make. All right. So, fuck you. Like a gigantic asshole. This is why you have nobody. So, again, having somebody is of little to no interest to me. Okay, so what am I going to do with this somebody? Exactly. What would this somebody's, what would their role be? You know, beyond having people who have some sort of physics knowledge. Okay. And, yeah, it's hard to get any of them to commit to anything. But whatever. What can I say? It's not of interest to me. I don't do much to support whatever that is, bandwagonism. I'm not looking to create a bandwagon of support. I don't care about... Like, let's say Einstein actually still lived. I'd be more interested than... In convincing Einstein, then I'd be interested in convincing 10 million other people. That kind of thing. I want the best argument. I don't want a bunch of little arguments. I don't want the support of a bunch of students. I want the support of the teacher. Okay. And no one wants to interact with you. No one wants to. Oh, gee. You know, I wish life was just made out of what you want in life, and that everybody could be somebody you want to interact with, or somebody you liked, or any of that crap. But that's not how reality comes. So, frankly, again, it's just bullshit. I wouldn't be applying that standard. I'd love to have a conversation with Miles Mathis. I mean, he's, you know, a jackass, but he clearly has much more literacy in all these subjects than somebody like you. You can't stay on the subject, and even when you're on the subject, you're incoherent. Okay, you're just talking the jargon. You don't have any model knowledge. You're like a Pyrrho. You can't say anything but F equals MA. Yeah, that's what they told me. I did the F equals MA experiment in high school. Well, I did it somewhere. Anyway. All right, what happened to Pyrrho? Funny. It's just gone. All right, the Time Cube guy also offered big money for people to debunk his crap. So again, I'm not asking for people to debunk my crap. So again, you can't say anything honest. You can't ever describe a circumstance with any kind of honesty, or, you know, there's just no truth value. So that's why this is, oops, that's not the one I want to move. This one is the one. Come on. Oh, come on. Do I really have to keep going through all this crap? I'm offering any science-related YouTube channel, 100,000 subscribers, a payment of $2,000 to play. That's it. And if they wish, okay, debunk or ridicule or laugh at, they can do anything they want. I just want the argument heard. So clearly, big difference in standards, okay? I'm not requiring anybody to debunk me successfully. Now, obviously, the Time Cube guy, he's just some loony who had some theory that the Earth is a cube and that there's four 24-hour days because of the four sides rotating this way, blah, blah, blah. Completely something, yes, no one can prove his gremlins don't exist, okay? No one can prove that there's not an invisible cube around the Earth and blah, 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 blah. So completely impossible to debunk as anything other than the standard debunk of any religion, which is, you have no evidence, so why should I believe in something that there's no evidence for? So, you know, that's kind of obvious. All right. So, again, you know, why can't you just be honest? It's not exactly the same offer. It's pretty much free money just to allow my argument to be heard. And I'm giving you free right to do whatever mockery you want to pile on top of it. Go ahead. But just don't edit the actual argument, right? Don't, you know, you can't break the argument to pieces and mock it. And but allow me to make my point. Okay, allow me to draw the double slit and do the little bit. Give me my 20 minutes. All right, and I'm satisfied. Now, that's clearly a different standard. It's clearly not asking much from flat earth debunkers that they would include me and say I'm just as good as any flat earther in terms of opposing their crapola. I mean, I'm clearly saying every bit of your physics is crap, okay? Your bent space is crap, your entanglement is crap, your wave particle crap is crap. You know, the whole thing is crap. So I'm certainly as anti your science as any flat earther. The difference is that I'm not arguing for a completely nonsensical view that's been proven many ways wrong. You haven't demonstrated any fact that exists that is incompatible with the model I've presented. It's a standard crank tactic. So again, it's apparently it's not. It's, you know, it's just a fact that it's not a crank tactic. I'm not getting offered by any of the cranks money to debunk them. You know, any of the people who think I'm wrong. None of them are. There's no evidence that I'm afraid of you or I'm running away from your arguments. You're not even offering me any money to read your tripe and your insults, and I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. So, but this is your tactic. This is the tactic of the troll, is to lie and force somebody to constantly defend themselves against a stream of distortions and exaggerations and overt lies. That's your tactic. And like I said, this is for posterity in the sense it'll just be a fact that these are the kind of human beings that did show up. And instead of doing anything to provoke a good proof, a good trouncing, you know, instead of trying to cure the atmosphere of the pollution, you have identified me as some kind of pollution, some kind of noise, some sort of like a tick, a parasite, some sort of bug in the mix. Not a good thing. Instead of using some decisive means of eradicating me, that is, having these people actually make this great argument and show how I'm full of shit, instead of promoting that, you're doing this crap. This crap that just gets in the way. So it's going to be clear in hindsight that, yes, that wasn't your ambition. The truth wasn't anything you were fighting for. You weren't fighting for fair fights and a good mechanism, you know, a sanitary world. justice. You weren't fighting for justice. You were fighting for propaganda. It's a standard crank tactic. It doesn't separate you in any way. So again, I don't care. It's not, again, why would I worry about anything called separation or any of this? I don't care about any of that. I care about the argument. I believe I can win the argument. I've compared it to like being a prize fighter or something. I'm sitting there and I know I can beat the shit out of that fucker and that fucker and that fucker. And they won't give me the fight. So, you know, that's my situation. And I'm trying to give them incentive, you know, to fight the fight. All right. It actually, what is this? Integrates you further into the crank, whatever that is. You have no experiments. So this is just a big fat lie, right? Because I have all the experiments, frankly. We're just talking about how you interpret experiments. We're really not talking about, you know, we're not arguing about the outcome of experiments. I'm not arguing that there's no two-slitted pattern. In a sense, you are, which is the funny part, right? Because you keep talking about your infinitesimally small slits. And as soon as you do that, you don't have a two-slit pattern anymore. So you've never explained the two-slit pattern. That is, you've never explained the envelope, ever. None of your physicists have done it. They've never met that challenge of explaining why that second pattern is there. You've just run from it. So you don't have any math, because the math annihilates essentially the existence of those two slits, of those two patterns. So that's just one example. I mean, all of the other stuff where you're the one with no evidence, no experiments, okay? You never redid the Eddington experiment, even though from space there's 400 times, 400, not 4, not 40, 400 times better resolution, and you don't need an eclipse. I mean, it's just an amazing omission. And you're just saying, why would that omission exist? You know, even if you did it the old-fashioned way, you know, when we had the perfect eclipse over North America, almost to the day, you know, I mean, just within a year of the 100th anniversary of the Eddington experiment, right? I mean, 1919, and when was the eclipse, whatever, 2018? 2018. I mean, it's just, you know, and they didn't redo the experiment. Just for the show of it, just for the pageantry. It's like not having a centennial or a bicentennial celebration. I mean, it's just a, wow, what a huge omission. They didn't even bother. A perfect 12 noon eclipse. I mean, you couldn't get a more perfect eclipse, perfect weather, and nobody did it. But an amateur, you know, with a little shit telescope. Yeah. You could have used that from space. The little shit telescope from space would have been 400 times bigger. You know, it would be a gigantic telescope if they just put that in the space shuttle. And they could do the experiment anytime they want. You think that's credible science. I think that's incredible science. And your counter-argument is what? You know, well, what's your counter-argument to that's the kind of science you support? You know, where they talk the talk and never walk the walk. They talk the talk of do it over and over again. Have somebody else redo it. You know, check and recheck. They talk that talk, but obviously they don't walk that walk. I mean, you know, right now NASA is navigating through space and they know kinetic energy is meaningless. It doesn't have anything to do with thrust and what makes things move around in space. They know it's momentum. And they won't tell anybody. You know, it's hilarious. But that's the science you like. Hypocrisy, duplicity, you know, just complete bullshit. Make up experiments that never happened. Talk about detector experiments that you never did. You know, say you've seen something when you never saw it. You know, I went there when you never went there. You know, that's what you're defending. All right. So obviously I do have experiments. All the experiments ever conducted, okay, are, in my opinion, support my theory. Okay, except for the ones done by Stephen Breaux, of course. Except for the experiments done so badly that the results are garbage. All right, that demonstrate your nonsense. So again, that's just saying the same thing. So blah, 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 blah. No mathematical framework. Well, the math is E equals F equals P equals work equals weight. Yeah, so that's the math. All right. It's even simpler than E equals MC squared. But anyway, so there's a mathematical framework. I'm not denying the existence of the geometry of the double slit experiment, for example. But the math is pretty simple. You just divide the wavelength into the separation between the point sources. That tells you how many bars you're going to have. And, you know, and then you just have to account for the fact that they're on a circle. So the circle means that they change dimension as you go around. You know, in the sense that this dimension gets longer and this dimension gets shorter as you go around the circle. As you're going this way, this dimension's getting bigger. And then when you go down the circle, this dimension's getting bigger. Yeah. So there is a mathematical framework. So again, it's just another lie. What there isn't is a bunch of symbols and nonsense. There's no wave equation. Yeah, that's true. I'm not doing any bullshit math where I just put a symbol in there, a little forky thing, and say, well, that represents every fact every known in the history of mankind, or every fact in the universe that we don't know. Yes, that's what the symbol means. Where is everything, everywhere, right now? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have any math like that. All right, that makes unique and precise predictions. So again, it's just a lie to say I'm not predicting. Of course, I'm predicting, and I'm predicting more accurately than you are. You don't predict the double slit experiment going out. You don't do it. You go 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's it, right? We're done. Because your math doesn't work. The further out you go, the less accurate it gets. Your pattern's going to get way the fuck off because you're not accounting for the fact that it's finite. All right. No published paper. So again, publishing where? I've attempted to publish, and there's just no point because who's reviewing the what gets published? Dumber people, not smarter people. And clearly, they're religious people. They believe in their quantum and their entanglement. They don't want to have to deal with any of these arguments. All right. Nothing. Well, the argument is there's plenty of something. There's thousands of videos now, and they all have drawings that can be easily dissected, and the arguments being made are easily right there in your face. So the fact is, I'm pointing out how every piece of evidence indicates that every photon that makes the fringe pattern is a photon that had to go next to the surface of the slit or the impediment. It had to travel next to a surface. That's where it came from. That's where the bending took place. That's how the photon got to be a fringe photon. And so those are overt, direct statements that you haven't refuted with anything. Because you can't refute it. Because it's so consistent with all the evidence that it's plainly a fact. Okay. Saying Twan's tip-tap at right angles. So I'm not saying that anymore, frankly. Don't need the right angles anymore. The fact is that, it was unnecessary. But there is a right-hand rule. Now, what's your theory of why there's a right-hand rule? What causes the effect? Do you have any theory at all? No. Can you show me a model, a mechanism, an actual cause, except you're just saying, well, it's obviously it must turn right because there's a right-hand rule. Now, besides you saying that, do you have anything? No, you don't have anything. So all of this tip-tap at right angles thing, all of this mocking of the rhetoric or the words, doesn't mean anything because you don't have an answer to the question. How does an electron see bent space? How does it know? Oh, I'm supposed to go that way. Yeah. The bent space says so. How's the message get to it? The message travels at the speed of light. Why does the message have to travel at the speed of light? Why is bent space moving so slowly? What's the hang up? What's causing this delay in the bent space message getting there? Why doesn't it move as fast as entanglement? If there's such a thing as entanglement, this instant messaging thing, well, why doesn't gravity work on the instant messaging platform? You don't have answers for any of these questions, so you're just talking out of your ass, all right, pretending you have an answer to a question. You're mocking somebody else's answer when you don't have an answer. You haven't even provided one that can be mocked. You're so much of a coward. All right, and drawing it on a chalkboard is not evidence. It's an argument. That's my obligation, is to make arguments. And obviously what I'm drawing on the chalkboard is a model, okay, of the reality. So it has evidence in it, in the sense that it has the evidence of a car crash, or it has the evidence of clay getting smushed. Yeah, it has evidence in it. All right. And everything that proves your theory wrong. I don't even know what that means. So there is no evidence proving me wrong. But anyway, you simply deny. And everything that proves your theory wrong. So what's the everything? So I've been sitting here begging, show me your evidence. Show me your evidence. Show me your evidence. Link to your evidence. Show me the evidence. Show me the video I need to debunk. Show me the argument I need to debunk. And you just don't do it. So where is it? One of Brozo's unreliable garbage videos? Again, I have debunked those. So what are you going to link to? Go ahead, link to Professor Lewin creating free momentum, and I'll show you again the blobs of clay on his little sleds. And I'll do the math, I'll do the calculation again of how it's impossible for the second cart to weigh twice as much. It doesn't have the features necessary. It's missing its, you know, arms and legs, so to speak. You simply deny. So I don't simply deny. It's just a lie. So that's another one of your lies. Just as I'm not just simply denying your comment. I'm reading your comment. I'm responding to your accusations. I'm doing all of that crap. And I'm clearly doing it. I clearly do it in my videos. I point out how to disbar that it's really not ideal for you to make a lever that you're going to oscillate where weights are in different positions in gravity. That's really not ideal at all. If you want to compare two levers, and that maybe the first experiment you should do is prove that you can make two levers that actually oscillate the same, that you could even make two identical levers and get them to move the way they're supposed to move, theoretically, that is same energy in, same motion out. So first prove you can do that. Anyway, so I'm not simply denying, that's just a lie. All right, you're doing nothing but ranting in videos and making unsupported accusations. And where are those? What are those? And so again, I wouldn't be, these videos wouldn't be 41 minutes. Look, I'm 41 minutes long already. If they were unsupported accusations or assertions, then I wouldn't have to take 41 minutes. The whole argument is making the real argument, pointing out the context. You say it's meaningless that I have offered flat earth debunkers real money, $2,000, to spend a little bit of time pointing out how, there's also this crank who says this, that, and the other thing. They're getting paid to do it. Okay, they should be able to mock me and make fun of me and entertain their audience just as easily, and they're getting paid. How is that a lose proposition for them? Oh, I'll tell you how it's a lose proposition, because they don't have a counter argument. They can't explain why the Eddington experiment's never been repeated with superior technology. 400 times better technology that exists. The 400 times better technology, and they've never redone the fucking experiment. You are contributing to science in any way. You are not contributing to science in any way. So again, that's your statement. It's on the record, so everybody knows you said that. This is what some pepper eater, okay, some some asshole doesn't know how to throw out his garbage. Some despicable troll on the internet. All right, so again, if they really should. If they're going to make toilet bowls in the shape of somebody's face, this is the guy to do it, okay? So, I mean, I think those are kind of things that should exist. You know, we should have potato chips that look like, boobs and vaginas. And we should probably have toilet bowls that look like assholes. Hitler and shit, His little face should be right there at the bottom of the bowl. And that's what posterity should do to you. Posterity. It should be posterity. We should be pissing on the graves of scumbags like this who really are the definition of a non-contributing asshole. All right? They're making every effort to be nothing but a noisemaker, a distractor. They're just trying as hard as they can to break systems rather than improve systems. Again, his defense of the YouTube. Ooh. Like this is some resource that has something to do with, human beings and improving their capacity to communicate. When it's a draconian censoring, choking, authoritarian, inquisitional monster. Ugh. All right, so enough of that. So I will probably, I'll do what I can to maybe just, I'll just block his IP, but there's no point because he's, you know, he's using his little VPN, his little security. Everybody wants to have, oh, I have to protect myself from the trolls. No, you are a troll, okay? If you have a VPN, you're probably a troll. You're not doing anything defensive. You're just trying to be unaccountable. You're trying to be a mess maker and not have to pay for the mess you make. So fuck that. All right, so there's three subjects. Okay, there's Van Breezen talking about, you know, the Einstein crap, and I really do want to get to that. And then there's Brozo, he's got a slit video up that I'm inclined. Okay, I haven't played it yet. And he's just going to show the different patterns. But the point I really would like to make, just in case he has any of his snarky shit commentary in it, is just to point out all the things, you know, from where I've gone from 10 years ago, where, you know, you had no idea how to make this argument. You know, besides knowing that wavicles, what are you talking about? It goes through both slits. Oh, shit, that's got to be bullshit, okay? The photon doesn't know I have to split in two. Oh, I have to split in four. You know, it looks like a single slit, and somehow it says, I have to split in two when there's a single slit. And then when there's a double slit, oh, I only split in two again. Don't split into four. You know, that kind of nonsense. And the fact is that it's so clear now what's really happening. And it's so clear that, a mechanical, digital, real world, no woo at all. You can explain it without any woo at all. All right? And then it's a huge improvement in connecting the actual factual evidence, the actual experimental evidence, with a model. And when you do that, you know the realization that, you know, the Young experiment was a lie the day he drew it. The day he drew it, that drawing didn't match the pattern. And that was a fact way back then, 200 years ago. It was a fact that his drawing didn't actually mathematically work. And to pretend all this time that somehow it did mathematically work, and that it worked so perfectly, and it was all this... No, it didn't. Two-wave theory never worked for the double-slit experiment. It never got the right answer. Even with their infinitesimally small slits and all that bullshit. You know. But anyway. So let's... I'll pause and I'll decide what to do now. Because I have a few minutes left. Well, I won't bother. We'll just leave it as comment video. Fuck it. Won't get into the other stuff. But it's interesting. So the Despard guy, like I said, he didn't show anything in the video, so you really don't see how he did the experiment. But he actually got the right velocities. You know, twice this, you know, the same spring compression, and the twice as heavy thing went half as far, essentially. Half the velocity, anyway. How far it went. That party still screwed up somehow. I'm not saying he screwed up. I'm just saying there's some mechanism. Either the things he's using are rotating. There's somewhere some of the energy was lost. And it's pretty hard to account for, because that's the whole point of the experiment, is to eliminate the ways of losing the energy. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's just that it's a complete... kind of opposite experiment to Brozo's. I mean, they're just opposing experiments now. Directly opposing. All right. So we'll see where that goes. I think the bottom line is going to be is that, yeah, they're just too sloppy to be of any use. You have to do the experiments better, or there's no point in doing them. All right. So till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Except, you know, like I said, the only use a sloppy experiment has is to debunk a sloppier experiment. Yeah. But that's really not the way it should be. The way it should be is that we all should vote for really good experiments.